It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paul Lear, you...
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paul Lear, you...
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. And today, oh my goodness, off the air, this weird conversation's going on. It is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice. Wow, Bobby jumped.
I know.
I threw the Elvis into that one. Boom! You jumped, you like flinched.
Well, with like, if we had TV here, Chad was doing some kung fu
stuff. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we'll take that out in post. All right, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Meow. Oh, boy. I'm Paul Lavoy, along with Chad Hansen, founder CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You can find him online, mojavemortgages.com. And Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team.
Hello out there, everyone.
Remax by the lake. I can't look at Bobby with a straight face right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, lots going on in the real estate world. I tried to pimp him for numbers through text messaging this morning.
I know, I noticed that. He didn't respond.
I got nowhere.
It must be good.
Or bad. Normally, if it's
crazy,
good, he'll
actually
go, wait till you see these numbers.
It's hard to believe. I tried to actually text you, and I had some problems with some phone issues.
And by the way, if you've ever seen this satchel that Bobby has, it's this old leather Yellowstone-looking thing. Looks like it came out of the 1800s. He left it here last week, or last month. And I'm just letting you know, I don't think you're a klepto if you warn someone you're going to take their stuff, right?
Yeah.
Next time you leave it, but next time you leave it, there is no lost and found, man.
No,
it's just found.
It's just found. When you guys called up and I was missing, I was like, oh, they know my deep, dark secret now.
right. Like John Dean. I'm watching that, the White House Plumbers on HBO. I've got through the first two or first three. It's hilarious, you know, speaking of John Dean. So let's see. We're going to get into a story today about a local business that was actually came to the aid of Chad on Mother's Day.
Great story.
Yeah, it is a great story. And, you know, a lot of homeowners out there have homeowner emergencies on days when, well, maybe you're in a small town like Bullhead or Havasu or Kingman and who's going to fix my air conditioner? So we'll get into that story a little bit later in the show, but I want to talk to Bobby more about these numbers that he's hiding from us, Chad.
Are we jumping right in here?
Yeah. I'm going to jump right in.
I look forward to this every month.
Well, this is an exciting one, actually, this month, because it was kind of whopping this morning. I had some family issues going on last week, and I didn't get these numbers all put together till this morning. And I pulled the average and median prices month over month, and there was quite... It's definitely went the right direction for people that were looking for things to go up. But I'm going to start in a different way. The sold price per square foot, because the average is going to sound astronomical when I tell you what happened, but the sold price per square foot kind of normalizes it, because I think we had some bigger homes sell, and that's part of the reason the averages are going to be where they were. But our average price per square foot sold in March with $314. It went up to $318 in April, and we were down at $301 in February. So we're coming back up quite a bit so far, price per square foot. But where it really gets interesting is when we look at our average sales price. Our average sales price in March was $483,000. Our average sales price in April, $527,000. That's 8.2%. Now, we're a year out from about where our high watermark was. So in April of last year, we were at $570,000. So we're down year over year 7.5% because we were at $527,000 in April from $570,000 in April of last year. But in March, we were down at $483,000. And February was like $482,000. And now we're all the way up to 527 in April. That's 8%. The median's a little bit less, and the median's the middle number. The median went from 420 in March to 450, and we were a whopping 535 on the median in April, which is 15.89% year over year. But we're up 6.6% month over month.
But we're still sticking in that 15%.
We're still like the average. The average and the median down year over year. The average was down 7% year over year, and the median was down 15.89. So that's what we've been talking about every month. We're in that like 10-15% down. But now we're coming back, and we're getting to a year ago was about our peak. It was about May, June was our peak. So it looks like we're going the right direction. I mean, and it's been several months of the same, and now it's turning even a little bit upwards. Other numbers that are getting a little better too, our days on the market shrank from 65 in March down to 63 days, and we were way low in April of 2022. We were 22 days, average days on the market. But inventory, I'll talk about inventory later. Inventory is way down too, especially compared to the numbers that we're selling each month. So that
give us the inventory now. Where are we at?
You want to see it? Yeah. Okay. Well, if I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to give it to you with our sales. We did 130 sales in April.
What did we do in March? Remind me.
Like 140.
140.
So
okay.
We're right, but we're up in that more normalized zone now. But when you compare it, there's only, as of this morning, 231 homes on the market, single family. 130 sold last month, 140 the month before. That means we're less than 2 months supply, so it's a housing shortage again.
I mean,
even with interest rates being up a little bit, and I think they're doing a little better now, but
they were until today.
Yeah, that's even getting interesting. But when you have 2 months or less supply on the market, this is why we're seeing prices go
it's
up again.
It's supply and demand.
It's supply and demand.
Yeah.
So and we're historically like 130 sold this month. Or in April, and last year it was 176 in April, and 2021 was 176. So we are down pretty substantially on the sales off the last few years, but 130 is still not a bad number. And when you compare it to the inventory, it's almost too good a number because you want 2 or 3 months.
If I remember correctly, in April of 2022, we had more inventory and things weren't selling in 2022. In April specifically,
by April was when we were starting to
really starting to see the interest rates creep up. So people were getting they were running for the hills. And it's to talk about the interest rates in April of last year. Interest rates I want to say were about 5.75%.
Yeah.
And they're about a point higher now.
Yeah.
So, you know, the worst hadn't happened. The worst had kind of transcended through 2022, if you will, if that's the proper terminology. But so the interest rates continued to tick up. And then in April last year, we also had the loan level pricing adjustments added to the secondary residences.
Yeah.
When before that you could get interest rates that were the same as a primary on a secondary. So it was right about that time when things really started changing. So after April, I think we really slowed down.
Oh no, that's what we're going to start seeing the next few months, especially if we stay up in the hundreds. I mean, that second half of last year was the slowest 6 months sales wise I'd ever seen in
horrible.
My 20 years.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Worse. I mean, the volume was just way, way down.
Right.
So, but in some ways right now, it's, I never want to celebrate interest rates being up, but if we had low interest rates right now and the inventory we have, I mean, these prices would be going even, I mean, it would be out of sight.
Yeah. Well, haven't we already been there, though, when we had low interest rates and,
oh, well,
and inventory just got gobbled up?
Well, no, because if we go back, the lowest of the low interest rates created a massive refinance boom. Yeah. But because during COVID, the sales didn't skyrocket because the people didn't want to have people in their homes. So yeah, we saw a lot of that. So it was really, it was a weird time. So, but we still did well with the refinance type transactions back then.
For sure. For sure. It's, and right now numbers look really good. I mean, you take out the world events happening. There's interest rates where they're at, but low inventory. Obviously we're a small town compared to a massive state and there's still people that want out of there. And it, and when I go over the $1 million numbers later too, I mean, it's, there's people with wealth that are just want to get across that river on this side, and we're small.
And why wouldn't they?
And why? Oh, no, well, for sure.
But now we've said this on the show before, where February, March, April, May, traditionally good months for sales. What happens to June, July, August?
Well, I mean, I definitely.
Traditionally.
Typically, if we had a graph, you'd start to see supply go up the second half of the year almost every single year, and you'll see sales come down a little bit after. I mean, our high water mark is always right about now. But last year it really fell off way beyond historical norms. I mean, as bad as we had ever seen. And that was because of the huge adjustments in interest rates so rapidly. Now people are used to it and it's become reality. You're going to be in that six something.
Remember, seven, the mentality reality.
Right.
The mentality of the market is caught up with the reality of what's happening.
And there's not enough houses. I mean, whether we like development or we don't, whether we want to see the town get bigger or not, there are more people that are moving in and there are not enough houses to handle it. So even at higher rates, people are buying. And you can even be political. If there's 7 million people coming across the border and we're a border state, all those people have to live somewhere. And maybe they're not living in our town, but they are taking up housing throughout the area in the state. And when there's already a housing shortage, it just contributes to these numbers where less than 2 months supply is a ridiculous market.
Right, right. What about that number that Chad loves so much, the cash buyers?
Oh, well, we'll go right into it. The cash, if we had 130 sales, so we had 74 that documented on the MLS that were financed. A bunch of others that weren't. So 74 that were definitely financed. 34 were definitely cash. 18 were marked other, which is likely going to be cash or something more like a cash because if it was financed, it normally will say that. There were two owner carries, which is private
money.
That's
still financed. Well,
and there were two 1031s, which almost like probably like cash where they brought a lot of money in. But it's still a pretty big number that are.
So you had 74 plus 18, so 74 plus.
Well, no, I would go a little bit different than that. 18 were marked other on the MLS.
So let's take 50% of that. So
yeah.
9 plus 74.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So 70. So that's 83 divided by 134?
130. These are single families.
We're at 63% finance. I like that number.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I like it.
So Bobby used the term owner carry, and it is what it is. Obviously, the owner's carrying the financing. Is that something where they come to you, Chad?
No.
No.
No, the owner is the bank. Would in sense become the bank.
But they don't become financed and carry that financing for the buyer?
The seller does.
Typically, that's what I mean.
Typically the seller would carry the paper.
Okay.
Now, historically, the sellers are going to carry that paper at much higher interest rates than what the market is bearing, but there's a lot of reasons that they may do that.
Yeah.
Do we have a call?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, hear it.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello there.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hey, I was wondering, you keep talking about the interest rates. I got a 2.25 rate, and the loan is assumable. How come you don't talk about that?
Okay, so you have a VA loan, sir, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, VA loans are assumable, but there's a lot of caveats to that. It's a great question.
That is a good question.
There's some caveats to that that will take a little bit longer than what we have.
Did you have another question, caller?
No, that's it. I thought that was a big plus.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get you to listen off the air, okay?
All right.
Yeah, because we're due for a break really soon. Go ahead, Chad.
No, what was I saying? I forgot. Oh, so, yeah, VA loans are assumable, but there's a lot of things to that, and you have to be a veteran, of course, and from what I understand. I haven't done a VA assumption in many, many, many years. But I also believe that you have to understand most VA type products are going to be 100% financing for the most part, because that's what the VA does. But if you say you have a $300,000 loan at 2.25%, like this gentleman did, but his house is worth $500,000, he's probably not going to let him have that loan for or that house for $325,000. So it creates a problem. So, I don't know right off the top of my head how that down payment piece works, but, I could find out and I could report back.
You guys want to take a short break?
Yeah, no. I'm follow up on it a little bit.
No. No. Listen to you. All right, so we didn't really settle on an artist before the show. So I went to the old standby, this date in music history, right?
Uh-oh, is this when he was born?
This is why I chose Nirvana. So and I didn't know this, but in 1990, Nirvana played the last date of a North American tour at the Zoo in Boise, Idaho. Boy, in 1990, that's a stretch for Boise, right?
That's right before they broke big, right?
So this was Chad. Do you know who Chad Channing was?
No.
It was his final gig with the band. Drummer Dave Grohl replaced him.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had another drummer.
They did. I knew that, actually.
Anyway, Dave Grohl's band Scream had split up. So, and I'm sure you're familiar with Scream.
No.
No.
The movie.
No, but I mean, you were big in that genre.
I didn't know that band. I wasn't the Seattle stuff wasn't.
No,
I wasn't as big into that as I was the local Orange County
the skateboard punk stuff.
Yeah, I was into that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, right. Bad Brains and
Come on, man, you're going big with those guys, man.
Exactly.
You
got to
have a PMA,
right? JFA.
Yeah.
That was my.
I've
band.
Actually played with them.
That was my band.
You like Jody Foster's
Army? I love JFA.
Wow.
Yes.
My band played with them once.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Real Estate Power Hour. We're playing powerful music today, right? With Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, online at MojaveMortgages.com, along with Bobby, but not Julie Lewis, from the Lewis team. And Bobby is at DiscoverHavasuHomes.com. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call. I like how we're making this talk radio, not just listen radio.
Yeah.
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Back with more in a moment. Love this song, Lithium, of course, by Nirvana. So, I don't know if you saw them when they played the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and Dave Grohl played drums for Nirvana.
No.
It was incredible. You have to look it up. Look it up on YouTube. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC. Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman, and by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and great music with live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's The Chair. Don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at kntrtalk.com. We're also still on the Lake Havasu City app. You haven't pulled us off yet. Right?
Why would they?
Available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. I love Alyssa. I just saw her recently at Don's birthday party, which was wonderful at the Glitch Barcadium.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I'd never been in there.
Neither I.
Well, now it's like I'm afraid to go in there.
Why?
Because I love to play pinball.
Yeah, I know. You can spend hours in there. This is pretty cool, man.
There's a lot of other great games in there,
too. What could be better? You have a bar with tons of arcade games, but arcade games from our genre, our age.
Yes.
It's not like the stuff that's so difficult you can't even figure out.
There's that Big Game Hunter game, though, that, me and, what's his name, Mitch?
Monty.
Yeah. That me and Monty put
a hurting on it. Yeah.
He was great. He was so. Anyway, I kind of teased this at the beginning of the show, and homeowners often have very little resources when it comes to weekends. in this area, in Havasu or Kingman or Bullhead, Golden Valley, and the air goes out, it's 105 outside, it's Mother's Day, and Chad texts me. You tell the story.
Well, one of my air conditioners went out, and my mom was supposed to be coming over for Mother's Day, and I didn't know what to do, so I know Ron Gold, who owns an air conditioning company, yeah. But I didn't happen to have his personal contact information, and so I text you, Paul.
What's the name of the company? Like the
air conditioning
guy.
Yeah. Or guys, yeah. So I text Paulie, and he gave me Ron Gold's number. So, Ron, if you ever wonder where I got the number from, you're probably listening, and it's Paulie. He's the...
Busted.
anyway, so I called, and they were out at my house within an hour. I had my air conditioning back up and running within 2.5 hours.
In fact, it was Ronnie.
Yeah, it was Mr. Gold's son. Yeah, Ronnie came out, and he couldn't have been nicer. I was absolutely amazed at how quick they came out. Now, that's not just because, you know, I know Ron, that they do that. Their emergency services came out and saved me. So, big shout out to you, Mr. Gold, and your company. Thank you very much.
Did you have it up and running like an hour or something?
Yeah,
didn't you?
About an hour. It took them about an hour to get there after we had gotten off the phone.
The flux
and
capacitor?
Yeah, right. It was some sort of something. Right. Yeah. I'm not an air conditioning guy.
Right, right. But you would have fixed it yourself.
He opened it up real quick and goes, oh, yeah, it's got this code. Oh, hey, cool, man.
Nice.
Can you fix it? He goes, yeah, I'll have it back
it's
up.
It's blowing warm air. I need cold air.
Yeah.
Hey, we know Ronnie is Vinny's dad.
That's right, yeah. So, Vinny's like a rock star around here.
Vincent is a rock star.
Yeah. You know, speaking of rock stars, I just got a text from, you know, remember Jake Moskal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, he works for you.
Yeah, I know, but he was in here that one time, good-looking kid, you know, strapping young lad.
He's all right.
You ought to see his brother, Jagger. Oh, my Lord. He's got arms the size of tree trunks.
Well, I see Jake's workout routine on Facebook enough. So.
Yeah, anyways, he's in Michigan visiting his family right now. He just texts me, says they're listening to the show. So we got,
cool.
We got live streaming going on in Michigan right now, Detroit, Michigan.
Nice.
Yeah. Funny.
Nice.
Hey, Jake.
Shout out to Michigan.
I saw his Mother's Day shout out to his mom so on Facebook.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So. His mom and dad are just, they came out for Christmas, and it was the first time I'd actually met them. And wow, I got to tell you, they're just, you couldn't ask for nicer people.
So you've expanded into the Kingman market, too.
We have, yeah.
And it's been, since January?
I think we officially opened, late January.
How's that working for you?
It's working well. I think the people up in Kingman are starting to realize that Mojave Mortgage is there, and you can't argue that we're the low price leader, right? I mean, we come in, we will not be beat when it comes to pricing. So I think people are starting to realize that we're really there, and you know me, I like to do a big blanket encumbrance, if you will, and I just go for everything that we can get, and I support our employees up there, and we're kicking rear end. We're doing well. I mean, obviously, as a business owner, I'd like to see it go to the moon a lot quicker, but we're building, and it's taking time, and people are realizing that we're there and we have presence there, and that's the first step. So, you know, as we had mentioned, for those that listen to the show, I had started that move last October, if it was, you know, I started thinking about how I was going to expand into that market. So, and there's another market coming soon. So stay tuned.
Ah, so, very good.
Oh yeah, we're expanding the footprint, if you will. So everybody out there that's originating loans.
So Bobby,
I'm coming for you.
So Bobby, speaking of business, it's been a minute since you went to Remax from your old affiliation.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Oh, it's great. You know, we stayed in the same building, and that was kind of how it all worked out. They're both. Both are national brands. We've been with one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Remax has a lot of tools, and Remax is they specialize in agents that are productive. Typical Remax agents do, I think, on average, like twice the sales of the other, and it's just the way the company's set up.
Mm-hmm.
That they attract those type of agents, but they have a lot of great tools, and we love being in our office. We're right across from the Aquatic Center, where we've been since, I want to say, like 2004. So, and still there. And look. It was, you're driving by Highway 95. We look out the window and wave at you when you go by. So that's
there you
that's
go.
Where I was going to comment on something Chad said about the low cost leader. I got to say that just for everybody out there listening, Chad is somebody I do the show with. You know, I know him outside the show, but we weren't friends before this and things like that. But every time I see Chad, he comes in. He wants to brag about the last deal he put together, in a good way, about how he beat some other lender because he cut his margins and he got the low. And I really – this guy does whatever he needs to do to get the signature.
I appreciate you saying that because it is true. Every time I
walk in here, you have another story where I did it to beat and I had to cut my margins, but I got it. I'm like,
would you let someone drive your race car?
Yeah, sure.
I got it on tape, man.
Actually, believe it or not, we took the race car to California last weekend, and my crew chief Dave, Double Trouble Dave. You've met him. You've been in the pits. He actually drove the car last weekend. I made a deal with him that because we got second in points out here for Havasu 95 at the last race of the season. I promised him the last race of the season, and we got to the last race. I said, look, here's the deal. If I get in the car and I start today, we get second in points. So we can either, one, get second in points as a team, or you drive the car. He goes, man, we've worked too hard. I want that second point. So I made him a deal. I took the car to California, and we raced, and he qualified 11th, and he finished 7th.
Wow.
Never been in the car before. He'd never driven the car. He sat in it one time.
How much practice did he get?
We practiced on Friday. He got probably 30 laps. So he was all in probably 40 laps of practice.
You told me that the whole clutch accelerator thing is real tricky, and it can get away from you.
The car is a beast. We're going to rent the track because, unfortunately, KNTR or KJJJ is one of our big sponsors. Uh-huh. Steve Greeley cornered me the other day and said, hey, I'm driving that car next year. No problem. So we're going to rent the track. We'll invite you guys out. Bobby, come out and take a spin.
I'm surprised you're not in any of the challenges for the Kingman Route 66 Street Drag.
Well, I don't have a drag car, but I do have an office right there on Route 66, right in front of where the drags are going.
So I could put you in touch with a guy where you could have a real estate drag challenge, drag race challenge.
What am I going to race?
Other mortgage lenders. Or real estate people.
I beat him at everything else. Why wouldn't I beat him at a drag race?
I believe they provide the cars. You just jump in.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Jump in and pedal to the metal. All right, we're going to take a short break. Back with more on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Meow. with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Also Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I wish we could settle who killed Kurt Cobain on this show, right?
El Duce.
I saw that. It's an interesting documentary.
El Duce was a very interesting character.
But very, very interesting. All right, Speak Out brought to you. A little methed up, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little?
Yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake.
Love those guys.
With team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. Also, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Also featuring self-service doggy washes and by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Well, of course I'm here.
Well, welcome to Speak Out. You have a question, Jack. What's up?
I don't have a question. I wanted to make this talk radio and not listen radio, so I called to say hi to you guys.
Hey, nice. How are you?
We have double talk radio today. Two callers. Nice.
How about that? I can call in again after I hang up if you want.
How are you, Jack?
I'm good, Chad. Thank you. I'm still working on our thing.
Okay, let me know.
The show is dedicated to the listeners, so you can do whatever you like.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Too bad I don't have any competition with Kenny anymore.
I know.
We miss Kenny.
I know. I do miss Kenny.
Kenny's cool.
We'll have to do a recon and find Kenny.
We'll have to get him a sat phone.
At least you have me anyway.
All right.
How many listeners are we up to now?
Six or seven, I think.
17,
we got three
in
the room plus you.
About the same as Big D and Bubba. 17.
Okay. Okay, guys.
Thanks for calling, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye.
All right. That's our new Kenny.
He's a nice man.
He is.
I've met him in person.
He was the very first KNTR talk star.
He's a nice man.
A co-host promotion that we had going for a while.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Good at radio voice.
I don't know whether to go with, let's do the $1 million homes.
Okay. Well, we had quite a few. Just to give you perspective, the April 2021, April 2022 were both really big years on the $1 million. We did $13 million sales in 2021, 14 in 2022. Of course, there were a lot more sales though two months than this April. We had 176 sales in 2021 and 2022. This year with the 130 sales, 11 were over $1 million. That's a pretty big percentage.
That's almost 10%.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of our market now, and it's up. Last month we did 6.
Do you know where those homes are? Is that primarily in the foothills?
They're all over. They're in the foothills. They're big RV garages, homes around town. They're pretty spread out. A lot of them in the foothills, so.
Not to put you on the spot, but and I don't know if you have this number because I don't know if I've typically asked this, but I'd heard a statistic out of the 200 and some odd listings that we have, there's 100 and some odd of them that are above 700. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll have it here. I'll give you. You guys keep talking on the air, and I'll pull it up. It's a big number, though. So.
Well, that's a good time to get into inflation and how the rates could be affected here. Is it in July when that CPI comes out?
Well, as a lot of people know, I do follow a guy by the name of Barry Habib, and they're talking about if we see in July, if we see inflation numbers come down to like 3.2 to 3.5.
The consumer price index.
Yes.
I just threw a flag on myself.
Right. So if we think that, if those numbers start decreasing, we're anticipating that the numbers are going to start decreasing when it comes to interest rates. So everybody was talking about May 10th. Everybody's like, what's going on May 10th? And I believe that's when they just released the most recent CPI numbers. And the number did come down versus month over month prior. So if that continues to happen, we're going to more than likely see interest rates come down. The market got a little bit beat up today, so interest rates are still for conventional financing or floating right around on an owner-occupied property or floating right around. If you're less than 20% down, you're probably right around that 7% range. If you're 20% or more, you're probably seeing interest rates about 6.625, give or take. But we're back in the sixes, so that's good.
I was going to say, when you get up in the morning and you check that number, what the current rate is, because it fluctuates daily, right?
Multiple times a day.
Hourly.
Sure.
Sometimes depending upon what the market's doing.
What gets you excited saying, ooh, I need to go into work?
Waking up. That's what I do.
What number is like, well, it's going to be a good day.
No, believe it or not, I don't look at that. I do and I don't. So we don't sell interest rates. So I always tell consumers, when you write your checkout for your mortgage, you don't put 7.00 in the money, right? So I don't really look at that. We sell service. People are always going to borrow money, regardless of what the interest rates are. The markets will go up, markets will go down. Unfortunately, we've been in a very high rate market compared to the previous years, but we're still historically low. We're still in single digits. I mean, go back to Carter, what interest rates are 18%. Yeah. So we're still historically, we're probably about where we should be right now. But if the interest rates tick down back into the high fives or whatever, it creates another refinance boom. So I don't get up in the morning, and that's not the first thing I do. I don't go in and look at interest rates. Sometimes people go, hey, what are the interest rates doing today? Yeah, they're going up. Yeah, they're going down maybe. I don't know. I haven't really looked yet. Now, if I do have a deal that we've been working and we're waiting to lock it because we want to see what the market's going to do, and we don't float a lot of things, but there are some that we will, then I'll kind of keep an eye on it with my loan officers and say, hey, I really think you should lock this, or hey, let's float it a little bit more. We don't float a lot. And we haven't done that in a while because as of April of last year, May of last year, the interest rates, the pendulum, they swung so fast, and we were caught with our pants down because we had some things that were floated.
So let me play off something you just said, Chad, about interest rates dropping into the fives where it would create another refinance possible boom. How do you know that?
How do I know what?
That it would create that type of activity with refinancing.
Well, I mean, anytime you can save money on your interest rate, it's a smart move, right? Well, not anytime, but most times. If we have interest rates, say we've been doing interest rates at 6%, for the last at least 12 months. We've probably been in that 6% range.
Or higher.
Interest rates go down to, you know, 5.25. That's 3/4 of a point. Now, if you have a $47,000 mortgage, it makes no sense to refinance to save 3/4 of a point. But if you have a $450,000 mortgage, you're talking about big money.
Yeah. Right.
But you're also talking about moves that you can make. Whereas, say, you know, we'll also do custom terms. So if you have a 30-year fix, say you've had it for 3 years, we'll refinance it for 27 years so you don't lose that time. Mm-hmm. So we call them flex rates, if you will. So we can do that as well. So you don't lose the time. So you're always going to spend a little bit of money to refinance. Now, the biggest thing, like the biggest, the big sprockets and creepos right now, their biggest sale that they're doing that we're hearing is that we'll refinance your house for free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always going to be third parties involved. You have an appraisal. Most times you have an appraisal, you have a third-party escrow, you have title insurance, you have to get a new policy of title insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So you're always going to have fees. So how do they do that? Well, they charge you a higher interest rate, and they take the money out of their yield or their profit, if you will.
With no out-of-pocket?
Typically, you can do them no out-of-pocket. When we were going through the refinance boom, I actually covered a lot of appraisals up front. Unfortunately, my accountant didn't think that was a good idea, but I said, I don't care. We're busy, and I don't have time to chase people around for credit cards. So I did that. It was a dumb move on my part because bottom line was in 2021, I lost about $18,000 in appraisal fees that we didn't recoup. So I don't think I'll be doing that again. Yeah. I don't think I'll do that again.
Was that, Bobby?
I think I was one of them.
Wow.
That happens. It's part of, you know, but it's
on speak out.
But it's a decision that I made that I thought would be a good service to our consumers. Unfortunately, it came back and kind of bit me in the rear end. But, you know, that once again, go back to Bobby. And whatever it takes to get the deal done, we're gonna fight for that deal. You know, if I have to, it's a little bit harder to talk to my loan officers and say, hey, I'll take the deal, but look, your commission, it has to be X because I can't afford to pay full commission on a deal that the company's losing money on. But yeah, I did one this morning. Nothing makes me prouder than to beat somebody else's deal.
Chad was talking
about it. I mean, it makes me, I mean, you talking about
a little competitive
match. Oh man, I know. Yeah. You know, it's like Popeye, man. I just ate some spinach, you know, and the music's going and it's, when I beat somebody, it's, you know, this is a competitive business.
Oh,
Bobby,
for sure.
Your business is competitive. I want to win. I hate losing more than I like winning. So I don't like to lose. And my loan officers will tell you that, you know, when I'm in the game, which is every day from 6 a.m. to sometimes 8 at night, when I'm in the game, we're there to win. We want to make sure that we're giving the best service we possibly can to all of our consumers.
Bobby, let's turn around and look at the numbers for condos.
Yeah, no, I was going to give you two. I'm finishing up on the $1 million. I pulled it up on my laptop here. The over of the 230 homes that are on the market right now in Havasu, 116 are over 700,000.
There it is.
So over
almost
half.
50%. Oh, over half.
Well, over by one. Yeah, because we're 230. Yeah, 115 would be half at 116. So that's that's
so
a real.
50% of the homes are 700
that's
plus thousand.
In Havasu alone.
And that tells you there's only 116 homes on the market. This is where it really gets interesting, where the bread and butter and people who, regular folks trying to buy a home. There's only 116 homes on the market right now that are under 700,000.
Right.
And a bunch of those are probably over 500.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, I mean, there's a very small amount. If you've got a value-priced home, nice home, call me to list it because we will sell it for you for top dollar right now because the inventory is so low.
What do you call value-priced?
It's a different world than what it used to be. So
between
I don't,
3 and 450?
Yeah, or anything that you think is maybe, you know, not the motorhome, if motorhome garage, you know, maybe it's a few years older or could be smaller, but anything that you're thinking there's no way mine's worth 700,000, but it's worth 400,000. And it helps. It helps people too because first time buyers, we need those homes to help people that are trying to get in and have a place to live. So.
We're seeing on the what you would call a value priced home, first time home buyer. We're seeing multiple offers on those.
Oh no, it's crazy.
You're 300. You're anywhere from the 300 to the 350. 75, 400
like
mark, you're seeing
300 to 400 is
you're seeing multiple offers. And it's,
really?
Oh yeah.
Well, and it goes to I could plug it in, but it's a very small number of homes, and that's where a lot of people.
We just had one the other day that I got a call from the listing agent and wanted to know how I get this a lot. The listing agent will call and say, "Hey, how strong is this borrower?"
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now of course I can't. You know, I use very vanilla terms. Hey. They don't come any stronger, or hey, this one's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Oh no, you have to, but we call a lot, especially when you're trying to help your client.
Yeah, but they got it.
Is that because of earning the debt ratio and that?
Well,
mostly?
Yeah, but I can't share information. My fiduciary responsibility is to that client,
yeah,
so I have to be. You know, we have to be very. We can't say, oh, you know, he's got a 760 FICO. We can't do that.
No.
You know, because people's private information is
private.
So we can't. And I don't care who you are. I mean, and Bobby and I are close.
Yeah.
If Bobby calls me, he knows I'm going to tell him strong or whatever. I
can't say anything. They got a 760
FICO, you know, 20-year job. I can't do that.
Is there an on the fence, or is it just strong or weak?
Well, there's always an on the fence. Typically, you know, and I'm very honest with our listing agents. I'll say, look, hey, this one has some challenges, but we'll get it done. And most real estate agents that have done work with Mojave Mortgage know that we don't typically get involved in something unless I'm pretty sure we're going to
get it done.
Yeah. We fund about 98% of our pipeline. So, and that's pretty strong.
So we're down around 3 minutes left in the show.
I'll give you where the lower priced is. There's not a lot of it. 21 condos sold last month. That's a big number.
That is big.
Do you know what the prices were?
Oh, I could pull it, but they're going to be under 300, you know, and probably 100 to 300. But
usually 1 and 2 bedroom.
Yeah, and manufactured homes, 11 manufactured homes. That's a pretty big number too, especially and that speaks to affordability. When 116 of the 230 over 700,000, that blows most people out of the water that are working in town. Unless they've had a house where they can sell to get into something else.
Now, Chad, you help with financing on manufactured homes
all the time. Yeah, we do single wide and double wide. Yeah,
and you're in California now.
We do California
for Needles customers.
Yeah, we do both sides of the river, so to speak.
And it's a good. I think it's a good time because we've hit the bottom. It seems like we've been going kind of up now for a couple months, actually, in value, and where inventory speaks to it. In February, inventory was 288 homes on this show. I think we did the show on the 15th. We're down to 231 as of today. Inventory is going down, and now we're seeing prices going up, and it seems like the rates were probably the worst, hopefully, because if inflation starts coming down, we're going to see rates come back too, which is going to push prices higher. So if you're buying now,
where are we at for this month, for May? Did you go
already? Great question. What's our run rate?
From May 1st to this morning when I pulled them, we've sold 63 that have closed so far. That looks like it'll be a little less than what we did this month, but it's still in the realm of where we should be at. Month to date under contract, we've put 60 under contract in town that are pending right now. Total under contract is 160, and that's down actually a little bit. Last month on the show, we were 190 that were the total under contract, ones that could have gone under contract 3 months ago but haven't closed yet. We're down 160.
Will the Memorial Day holidays hurt that a little bit?
Because
banks not being open, that sort of thing.
It's one more day where you're not closing anything.
Yeah, right.
We do have 31 days this month, and the end of the month, everybody's trying to squeeze stuff in. So normally,
the end of the month is the worst holiday of the month every year.
for you guys too.
Title and escrow and lenders—they're going crazy.
Welcome to my world.
The end of the month is. I'm surprised. I should be dead by now. By just the end of the month every month.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Guys, you got a parting shot? We're gonna take it out to the last break. A parting shot.
I don't have a parting shot.
What's your phone number?
928-288-2691 or visit us at MojaveMortgages.com.
That's Mojave Mortgages, plural.
Yeah.
Or Discover Havasu Homes.
Yeah, we're talking about inventory. If you're looking to list your home, inexpensive manufactured home or $1 million property, we would love to list it for
good
you.
Good time to do it.
Yeah, a great time. DiscoverHavasuHomes.com.
And Bobby and Julie are at 928-855-8880. Easy number. 8880.
I picked that number like 19 years ago, I think.
Wow. That just speaks to how long he's been in the market. So there you go. All right. We're going to take our last break. Oh, the hour. We'll see you guys next month.
We love the show. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
We'll be back.
All right. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us. Everything is
is my fault. I'll take all the blame. Aqua sea from shame.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
You know, it wouldn't be the Sean Hannity Show without a little kung fu fighting. We're going to go to Karate Man after news and a short break. Find out what's going on. It's still the talk of the Durham report, of course, with the drama queen Sarah Carter and company. But yeah, Sean Hannity coming up after news and a short break. We've got Western Arizona Senior Living on tomorrow. Angie Foltz, I believe, is coming in the studio. And on Friday, in the studio, for an hour, you can talk to one of your state reps. State Representative John Gillette will be in the studio, hoping Mike Bonney will come in with him. Not sure yet. Haven't gotten a confirmation, but I know John Gillette will be here. All right. Stay tuned for Hannity after news and a short break. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., for more Speak Out. We'll see you then. Have a safe day.
Here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. Sudden motion made me skip.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.